you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. I'm Mark Creedon. Do you ever think that maybe you're giving yourself or, you know, those around you, your loved ones, kind of just leftovers? What's left of you? In other words, what's left of you at the end of the day or the end of the week? Because you're just so focused on what's happening in your business or your professional practice, and there's not a lot left at the end of the day for you to give either to yourself or other people. If that sounds like you, then congratulations, you're in the right place. Because in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how you can change that and how you can find time to create a priority for you. And in fact, I'm going to give you, I think, three things that you should be focusing on. And for each of those three things, I'm going to give you a really simple three-step process to follow that will enable you to change that and make a priority for you and for those around you. Congratulations, you're in the right place. Let's get underway and talk about exactly that point. Thing that I see a lot of business owners doing is that they focus so much on their business, they focus so much on their clients, on their customers, on their team, the people around them, that by the time they get home, there's just nothing left in the tank. And so what they're doing is they're not focusing on themselves, they're not focusing on the people around them. They're really just not giving themselves enough time to be able to look after those around them and to look after themselves. And so in today's episode, I want to talk about three things I think that you should be focusing on and three ways that you can quickly implement it. And like everything we do in the Mastermind for Business podcast, this is designed to give you something that you can implement straight away. Let's have a look at what those three areas that you should be focusing on with your priority thinking. I think the first thing is people. So in fact, the three areas are people, play, and productivity or performance. So let's talk about people first. Imagine if, you know, every time you had dinner every night, you know, all you served up for yourself was leftovers and how incredibly monotonous that would become. But you know, that's what a lot of us business owners do. A lot of business professional people, what they do is they get home at the end of the day, they've exhausted themselves, they've expended everything that was in the tank. And so what they're leaving for those around them is simply nothing more than leftovers. Stop giving your family, your loved ones leftovers, and instead, here's what I want you to do. So the first thing is to think about, who are the people who are most important to you? The top 5 to 7 people, you know, you don't have to name them, or you can, but for example, they're really kind of groups of people. So maybe it's you know, your significant other, your partner, maybe it's your children. If you've got 5 kids, you don't have to go on only going to spend time with 5 kids. Maybe it's siblings, parents, best friends, neighbors, whatever it might be. But the people who really matter the most to you, every time I finish a presentation in our Mastermind Business Accelerator program, I always say at the end of the day, please make sure you spend time with those who matter most. And that's what I want you to think about now. If you had the choice of spending time with those who you would describe as mattering most to you, who would they be? And make a list of them. So step one, make a list of those people. Step number two is to then go, okay, well, now that I've made that list, what am I going to do with them? What does that look like? Is it about making sure that you get home, you know, and you spend some time, you know, kicking the footy with the kids or reading a story with the kids or bath time or, you know, going on a date night with your significant other? What is it that you're going to do? Number one, identify who they are. Number two, identify the what. What are you going to do with each of the people that you've identified? So now we've got the who and the what. The third part is the when. And I think the when falls into kind of three subsets. The first is, what's the frequency? So if I want to spend some time with someone who really matters to me, my significant other, I want to spend some time with Caroline or my kids or my grandkids, then what's the frequency? Are you going to do this on a daily, a weekly, a twice weekly, a thrice weekly, a monthly, whatever it might be? But you need to determine what that frequency is. And then once you've got the frequency, you need to actually determine the timing. So for example, let's say I decided that, or you decided that you wanted to have date night with your partner. And so you want to do that once a week. Great, that's good. You have to lock in when that is. So you've got the frequency, one a week, you've got the person, it's your partner. And now you need to put in the timing. So that might be Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that will mean that you can then make arrangements if you've got kids, or you can book a restaurant, or you know, book a picnic, or whatever it might be. So number one, identify who they are. Number two, identify what it is that you're going to be doing with them. And then number three is to lock in the time. That's frequency first, timing second, and calendar third. See, in Mastermind, we've got this saying that I use all the time, which is around the fact that cash flow follows your calendar. And all that means is that if you want to generate greater cash flow into your business, you need to be very careful about where you're spending your time. So you want to be spending time in your business in areas that are going to generate greater cash flow, which kind of makes perfect sense. All we're saying here is a similar thing, but maybe this is a priority follows your calendar. The more that you can lock things into your calendar, the more likely they are to happen. So we've identified who they are, what we're going to do with them, and now we've locked in timing around what's the frequency, what's the timing, and we've dropped it into the calendar. I think the second component or the second area you need to look at is play. And play for me is really what's something that you can do that just kind of feeds your soul, or that feeds you, that helps you to be a better version of who you are, that replenishes you or recharges your battery, right? So what's the play for you? I know for me, I always feel so much better about the work I'm doing. And in fact, I produce better work and I feel happier, more contented when I'm spending some time playing music, right? I play the drums, play the ukulele, I'm learning guitar. Well, frankly, I'm learning all three. But, you know, when I can get into my music room and I can spend some time in there, it just makes me feel good about me, and it's a real release. I don't think about things. I can let go of whatever else that's going on, all that chatter, that endless chatter that goes on in the mind of an entrepreneur. You can let that go and you can just relax. So we're going to go through the same exercise here. The first thing I want you to do is to think about, what is play for you? I think as adults, one of the things we forget is how to play or what play means. And yet we know, and there's a whole bunch of research, we know how important the concept of play is. So again, the purpose of this episode is to give you some really practical tools. If you've got pen and paper, put it in your phone, put it in your tablet. I don't know, maybe you're sitting at the beach and you can grab a stick and draw it in the sand. But what you need to work out is, what is play for you? And then we simply go through virtually the same exercise. So we've identified what it is. The next thing is who do you need to engage with in order to make that happen? So for me, it's my music. I'm still learning guitar, still learning drums as well. So I need to engage with my music teacher. I need to lock the time in for that. And so number one, what is the play? Number two, who do you need to engage? And then number three, we're into the timing again. Timing, frequency. How often do you want to get into that play? Whatever that play may be for you, maybe it's a sport, maybe it's playing tennis, maybe it's running, maybe it's a solo sport. I don't know, whatever it is for you. Maybe it's some kind of a solo exercise. Whatever it might be for you, what is it? Who do you need to engage with, if anybody? And then thirdly, what's the timing? Frequency, once you've got the frequency mapped out, timing, actual timing, so from this time to this time. And then again, lock it into your calendar. The more you get this locked into your calendar, the more likely you are for it to actually happen. What prompted me, I actually taught this concept of people, play, and performance to our Mastermind members a few weeks ago. And what prompted was just a realization for me that I'd kind of fallen off the bandwagon. You know, I'd sort of stopped spending time with the people that mattered most to me. I'd stopped getting into my music room and doing the things that I really love to do. And I'd stop doing the things that actually, help and enhance my performance as well. And we'll get to that in a second. So, quick recap. people, you've got locked in who they are, what do you want to do with them? And then we lock into the frequency, timing, and calendar. Now we go to play. What is it? Who do you need to engage with for that to happen? What's the frequency? What's the timing? And again, you get that locked into your calendar. Let's think about performance. Now, at the beginning of this podcast, when I mentioned the three points, I actually used the term productivity. I shouldn't have done that because it's not about productivity, right? Productivity is kind of work-based. This is about you. This is about the opportunity that you have. You know, it's like that message that you get on the plane, you know, in the unlikely event of an emergency, oxygen masks will drop out from the panel above. Please fit your mask before assisting others. So what are you doing to enhance your performance, whether it's your mental performance, your mental health and well-being, your physical performance? You know, are you going to yoga? Are you meditating? Are you going to the gym? Are you playing sport? You're going for a run? Whatever it is that normally helps you to be a better performing individual, then it's exactly the same process. So for me, I know that, you know, I stopped going to yoga. When I go to yoga, it's a physical exercise, but it's also a mental exercise. It's an opportunity. I'm focused so much on staying balanced that it's the real opportunity for me to just push all of that white noise that goes on in my mind and all the chatter, push it out to one side and just focus on the yoga practice that I'm engaged in. So again, what is it for you that's going to enhance your performance? How are you looking after yourself mentally? How are you looking after your mental health and well-being? How are you looking after your physical well-being? Are you playing sport? Are you going to the gym? Are you walking? Are you running, swimming, whatever it might be for you? So number one, identify what it is. Number two, again, do you need to engage with someone? So maybe your performance is playing tennis. You need to find a tennis partner, or maybe it's playing golf, and maybe golf looks after a bit of play and a bit of performance as well. So you need to find a golfing partner. You need to think about what it is number one. Number two is who do you need to engage with it? Number three is what's the frequency? So it's going to be once a week, twice a week, whatever it might be. And then the timing. And it's really simple. And I did this myself the other week, and I sort of got back to yoga. And so all I did was, right, well, I want to do yoga at least once a week. Jump onto the studio that I go to, looked up their class timetable, booked the times and booked them weeks in advance. And then I then downloaded that booking straight into my calendar. So I've organized the frequency, worked what it is, the frequency, the actual timing, because it matches in with the class. And then I've calendared it straight into my calendar. I think if you want to think about how you prioritize you, and the reality is most of us in our service business or our professional practice spend most of our time looking after other people. I mean, it's what we do, whether it's our clients, whether it's the people around us, whether it's our team, whoever it might be, we spend a lot of time looking after other people. And you actually have to take some time out to look after you. And how you do that is by making what you need to do a priority. And I think the three main areas you need to focus on there are the people around you, people who matter most to you, what you're doing for play, how you rejuvenate and recharge your batteries around play, and then how you increase your performance or recharge your performance, be it mental performance, physical performance, or maybe it's both. And in each of those cases, you've got to identify what it is, who's involved, when you want to do it, that when is around frequency and timing, and finally, lock it into your calendar. Follow those really simple steps, and I think you'll find that you'll stop serving leftovers to others or to yourself. You'll stop dealing with just whatever's left in the tank at the end of the day. You start to look after yourself, make yourself a priority. And you know, the more that you do that, the less of a slave you become to your business as well. Hey, follow those simple steps. I'd love to hear how it's worked out for you. If you know someone in a service business or a professional practice and you think that they would benefit from the sort of things that we've spoken about in today's episode, I'd love you to share the podcast with us. Please give us a review, subscribe to the podcast. Let me know if there's something that you would like to hear about in future episodes of the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you are in a service business or a professional practice, keep in mind, these are the sort of things we teach our Mastermind members on a daily basis, these simple things that help them to build a business, which is no longer reliant on them. That's exactly why they're in our Mastermind program. We'd love to hear from you, metropolemastermind.com.au. This is Mark Creedon signing off from the Mastermind for Business podcast. I hope you've enjoyed today's session. Looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at all the W's, see what's possible.today.